Okay, so on that note, let us begin. Right, last week we dealt with the malacha of choresh, right, where you are either preparing the soil for planting or terraforming the earth. Right, we saw that was a big machlokas between, let's say, the Rambam, Rabbi Yochanan, and the Yerushalmi on one side, which is clearly a din in preparing the ground for planting. Sorry, for improving the ground, right, terraforming. Right, it's sort of like the type of engineering malacha, as opposed to say Rashi in the Or Zeruah, who said that it's about preparing for planting. Right, we saw Rashi saw it as a din in the maisa, the action of softening the ground, and we saw the Or Zeruah thought that it's about any action. Right, that's for the toelas, for the end game purpose of preparing for planting. Okay, so just like as a good example, right, on the one hand, there's a question of what is the malacha about even, right? When I tell you plowing, so you plow the ground, you soften it, right, so you could plant in it. Is the ikar the fact that you're softening the ground, right? Is that a critical component? Or do I just care that it's for planting? Or even neither of them, right? The very fact that you're softening the ground to plant in it, right, is an act of engineering or an act of terraforming, which is even an even broader category, right? It's like taking the ground and making it into something useful for yourself, right? And then even within, independent of that question, was the question, is it about the maisa? Is it particular to the act, the way in which you do it? Or do we care more about why you're doing it, right? Everyone with me so far? Okay, great. So that was choresh. Now we're moving on to the next malacha of zorea, right? Where you're actually planting, okay? So in theory, right, how would we, let's say, describe Zorea, right? So it's good to try to like translate into like one sentence. What's happening with Zorea and what do we think is significant about it? You can just like really give me like a one sentence, like what do you do when you plant? Like the process physically. Let's say like you just plowed the ground and what did you do? What do you do afterwards?
You put seeds in the ground.
Okay, great, right? You put seeds in the ground so that they'll grow, right? So again, so we have, if we want to like emphasize the different factors that we're going to have to deal with is putting seeds in the ground, right? Or it's not even actually putting the seeds in the ground necessarily, right? When you sow, you actually generally sort of like, you have like a bag. You ever seen like one of these classic representations of someone planting? So like there's this guy and he has like a bag and he's like sort of tossing candies at shul and a bar mitzvah, right? He's not necessarily putting it independently, each one in the ground, right? Noteya, when you plant like a tree, you like put it in the ground separately, okay? This is like important because right, how physically involved do you have to get with any of the factors, right? So you're sowing, you take the seeds, you put them in the ground for the purpose of them sprouting, right, putting roots in the ground and then growing into nice, you know, wheat plants or whatever plant it is that you're planting, right? And really one of the core questions that we're going to try to deal with is, right, which of those is really the most important factor, okay? And I guess there are like two sort of main ways this is going to show up. But one is in terms of like, when are you chayiv, right? What needs to happen? And number two is just sort of like what types of things are we going to apply it to? Okay, so let's say, for example, let's say there's no ground involved, right? Or let's say you're not actually doing anything to the seeds, right? So what could be the key factor, right? How would you say, oh, like when are you going to like be chayiv? When I'm going to say like you're guilty for Zorea? What are our options? Ari?
You could say either like when you put the seeds down, when the seeds touch the ground, or you could say like when the seeds actually take root and start to grow.
Right, exactly, right? One thing that could, in terms of when are you chayiv, I could say, oh, it's you threw it, you put it on the ground, right? That's the act of Zorea. Or I can tell you that the whole point is so that it grows, it sprouts, it somehow has some sort of, you know, positive growing experience from the from getting in contact with the ground, independent right, of the action that was undertaken, right? So again, that's like a classic. How could we say that in other terms? Hakir number one when it comes to malachos, right? Maisa totza. Again, right? How much do we care about the maisa that we're doing, the action that you do in order to get this malacha to happen? And how much do we just care about the end result of, you know, of, okay, it grew, right? And the opposite is also true. How much do we care that you did the action independent of what the totza is? So on that note, let's begin with the Makoros. Again, let's open them up. Go. So the Gemara says, Hazareva Choresh Mechti. Mechrav Karvi Beresha. Just happens to be a funny thing. The Mishnah starts with Zorea, not with Choresh, which is bizarre, says the Gemara, because right, you plow and then you plant. Right? Listeni Choresh, Vahadar listeni Zorea. So the answer is, in Eretz Yisrael, Dizari Beresha Vahadar Karvi. They actually used to plow. Plant and then plow again because the land is very hard, and therefore if you really wanted to grow, you have to plow, you then plant, and then you plow again to cover it because the dirt's very hard. Okay, fine. So just, you know, following Minhag Eretz Yisrael on that Minhag Bavel, and like there's like a chiddush there in that you would have thought that covering it with dirt, right, is not really choresh. Choresh is about softening the ground so that you could plant it in the first place. If you already planted it, who says the second harisha is going to be considered harisha, right? Maybe that's already like a, just either something else, or it's like, I don't know, maybe you'd say it's like a told of Zoraya, but the chiddush is that that's still considered harisha. Okay. Tana. Now, getting to Zoraya. HaZoraya vaZomer vaHanoteya vaHamavrech. Okay, Zoraya is when you plant a seed. Zomer is pruning. Noteya is when you plant a tree. Mavrich is where basically you take a branch of a tree and you get it to root. And markiv is where you graft a tree onto a root. Kulan malacha achasin. They're all considered one big malacha. Okay, they're all part of one malacha. Mai kamash malan. Kamash malan ha'osu malachos har b'mei malacha achas chayiv eino chayiv el achas.
Isn't markiv?
What do you say? Yeah, Amitai.
Isn't Markiv Usser anyway?
No. Well, Harkava could be Usser in terms of Kilayim. Anyway? Harkava and Kilayim, but let's say you're grafting an apple, you know, grapes onto a grape root. Right. Harkava is only
okay.
Meaning Kilayim wise it's only it's a problem, but only right, only between species. Okay, Amr of Acha, Amr of Chia. It's a good question, but right, if you would take like a root system that's already there, and then you would put like a new vine into it. You should ask Rav Mordechai. Rav Mordechai can give you a ganze shir on it. Amr of Acha, Amr of Chia, Bar Ashi, Amr of Ami, Zomer Chayim Mishum Noteya. Okay, if you prune, your Chayim Mishum Noteya, planting a tree. Okay, and if you plant or you right do that weird thingy with the root to get it with the branch to turn it into a root, what you're chayiv mishum zoreya but not noteya and they're separate. There's no ima af mishum zoreya, right? Also because of zoreya. Zomer of kahana zomer v'tzarch leitzim chayiv shtayim achas mishum kotzer v'achas mishum noteya. Some of Yosef, Hai man de katalas pasta, chayiv shtayim, achas mishum kotev, achas mishum noteya. Amar Abaya, Hai man de kan silka, chayiv shtayim, right? Basically, the idea that you could be chayiv, if you do one maisa, right, but it involves two malachos, you're chayiv for both. Okay. So, why are you chayiv achas for all these things? They're all considered part of the same av malacha. So, kulan malacha achasin, dizomer nami litzmuche ilano. So Rashi points out that when it comes to zomer, right, you're pruning, you're cutting something off the tree. You're not actually causing, you're not doing some action that makes it grow, right? You're not creating new growth, right? You're not creating a new tree. You're improving the already present tree. Hamash malan, right? The zomer nami litzmuche ilan, who would help the tree grow? Venafkamina, the avad lakulan bahadi zorea lo machayev el chada, right? And noteya is also an av malacha, dahinu zorea. Okay? So noteya and zorea are avos malacha, and zomer, though, is a tolda. Okay? And zomer chay mishum tolda tsnoteya, dil tsmuche avid. Okay? Now, what's interesting about Rashi is the Gemara never said that zomer, that pruning is only a tolda, right? The Gemara said yachayv, that they're kulam malacha achasim. Rashi is adding in that zomer, that pruning is a tolda. Now, right, you don't necessarily have to say that. For example, the Rambam, right, it says, kol echad hazorea zorayim o hanotea ilanos o hamavrich ilanos o markiv as o zomer, kol ilu av echadim, right? There's one big av. V'inyan echad hu, shekol achas mehen litzemach davar hu miskavin, right? All of them are just meant to make things grow. Okay, so what's for the Rambam, what's the Isser? I think this is right important. The Rambam sees Zoreya as being purely a question of, are you making something grow? Right? If you made it grow, right, if the point of what you're doing is to grow something, you're going to be Chayiv for Zoreya. And it's regular Zoreya. There's no reason to differentiate between, let's say, pruning and planting a tree. Right? Why? Because at the end of the day, right, they're both meant to make something grow. Okay? The fact that Rashi thinks that causing something to grow is only a tolda, right, implies that, for, at least for Rashi, there's something about Zoreya in addition to, right, beyond Zomer. Right? Zomer is only a tolda, and Noteya, Zoreya, and Harkava, all of which are going to be considered an Av, and Zomer is only a tolda. Okay? Now, Tosos, by the way, is just more expansive. He thinks several of them are toldos. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Shmasmina, she'ilu hashinuyim b'mishnasinu chashuvin avos. The ones in the Mishnah are avos. V'hasharhin toldos. Okay? The other ones are toldos. And he says, yish tolda, and he says, what's the, there's a chiddush here, that zomer is chayiv mishum noteya, and noteya is chayiv mishum zoreya. Okay, so Rabbeinu Chananel says, therefore, af mishum zorea, v'yish tolda l'tolda. Okay, hanotea vladhu shel zorea. So the av malacha is planting a seed. Planting a tree is a tolda of that, right? And planting and pruning is a tolda of that. Okay, so Rabbeinu Chananel says you can have a tolda of a tolda. So what does that, like, what does that mean for us? I think, just right off the bat, what this tells us is Rashi's clearly seem to think that there's some sort of, right, particular action, right, where you take a new plant, you're making a new plant, right, that maisa of causing growth, right, directly, you're directly planting something, you're directly causing, making something grow, there's an action of zorea, right? As opposed to zomer, or just pruning, where by simply cutting off the bad growth, you encourage new growth, right? But you're not planting something new, right? You're not making the tree, you're not growing the tree. You're basically causing, you're getting the end result. Your action creates the end result, is for the purpose of making the tree grow better. But the action you're doing is not an action of making the tree grow better, right? So Rashi thinks it's only a tolda because even though it has the same toelas, it has the same endpoint, the same purpose of the malacha, it's still not the same, okay? As opposed to the Rambam, who says, what are you talking about? The whole malacha is defined by the purpose of causing things to grow, okay? Just, again, consistent with what he did last time, although he doesn't have to be, right? Because each malacha ends up being its own little world. But Rashi is concerned about the action of the malacha, right? Well, for the Rambam seems to think that it depends on, right, what the purpose is, what you're accomplishing. Yeah, Ari.
Do you think that the Rishonim are building their opinion about what an Av is and what a Tolda is based on what they think the actual Malacha is? Or do you think there's two separate things at play that they have to fit in, A, their definition for Av and Tolda, and B, like, what actually is the Malacha of Zoreya here?
Yeah, there are two of them. Definitely there are two factors, right? I think for, let's say, for Rabbeinu Chananel, I think Rabbeinu Chananel clearly seems to be going exactly in the direction of, look, Av and Tolda is not such a big deal, right? How big of a deal is Av and Tolda? Okay, and this is where we're gonna point out, right? Is it just okay? You have like a certain way of counting things. It seems to be for Rabbeinu Hananel that's more or less true. This is, look, you can have a Tolda of a Tolda, because at the end of the day, right, Avos is whatever in the Mishnah, it's whatever was in the Mishkan, and the Toldos are the things that are similar to them, and if it's similar to something that's similar, then at the end of the day, what do you mean? You're causing things to grow, so planting a tree is similar to planting a seed, and pruning a tree is similar to planting a tree, because it creates the same result of growing things. At the end of the day, right, you can have a Tolda of a Tolda. Okay? I don't think that's necessary. Right, for Rashi, I don't think you can go there. Why? Because there's if he has the Maisa of the Malacha, right, and the Toelas of the Malacha, then it's a Av. If it only has the same Toelas, but it's not the actual same Maisa, Rashi thinks it's only a Tolda. So what would be a Tolda of a Tolda, right? It would be something that doesn't have the same Toelas either, right? If it doesn't quite have the same Toelas and doesn't have the same Maisa, so then maybe it's not the part of the Malacha at all. Okay? So I think Rashi, though, and the Rabbeinu Hananel seem to be defining Avos and Toldos differently, right? So that's one very important point, right? Number two is, let's say, the Rambam and versus Rashi, the question of what's your preference in terms of defining Avos and Toldos, right? For the Rambam, it seems like the preference is generally going to be, has been towards defining things by what you accomplish. While for Rashi, it seems to be the emphasis is on the action and the tzura of the action and how you do it. Okay? Tosfos, just for example, across the board always says, oh, if this is what we did in the Mishkan, then that's the Av, and if it's not what was in the Mishkan, then it's going to be a Tolda, right? And if it's not similar enough to the Mishkan by enough degrees, then it's just not a Malacha at all, right? So again, for the Rambam, it seems very much like, oh, the Malachas Machsheva side of things, like the creativity, the constructivity of the action. And for Tosos, there's a very strong, it has to be built on the paradigm of the Mishkan aspect, which would then say, oh, well, there's this action that they did in the Mishkan. And, for the Rambam, we'll say, there's this, Toeles, right? There's this purpose of creativity that you can see highlighted in the Mishkan, which is applicable to this whole set of cases, right? Now, a fascinating sort of, out of left field idea is that of the Ritva, okay? The Ritva says something, really mind-boggling. The Ritva comes along and then says, Okay, nearly the tithe, Ladas Rashi. The Hasam, Kisha Asa, Kulam Kivan Deikan. Okay, so he says, wait a second, I don't get it, right? On one hand, we said that Zomer is Chayiv Mishum Notea and not Zorea, right? It said, the Gemara said Notea. And then the Gemara said, if you do all of them, you're Chayiv because of Zorea, not Notea, right? But if they're all part of Zoreya, then what's Notea? So the Ritva says as following. It says, really, there are two separate Avos. There's the Av of Zoreya and the Av of Notea. Okay? Planting a tree, and there's an Av of planting seeds. Okay? Which actually kind of makes sense. Why? Because those are two separate types of action. On the one hand, planting a tree is something that, right, it already exists and you're making it grow more, as opposed to planting a seed where you're, right, sort of taking the seed disappears, and then a whole new true plant grows from it. So they're two separate avos, but what, right? Be'osem miktsasa bilvad efsha shehu chayiv shtayin. And if you planted a tree and you were to plant a seed, you'd be chayiv two chataos. Right, but if let's say, right, kigon zomer vizoreya, if you did zomer and zoreya, you'd be chayiv two, right? But if you did zomer, zoreya, and noteya, all three, then you'd be chayiv. Nimtza riboy hamalachos nimaid hakorbanos. You did more chatos, you did more malachos, and therefore you're going to bring fewer korbanos. right? That's like, what? It's literally the opposite of what you would have expected. And Tosfos and the Ritva's Chiddush is basically like this. Fundamentally, right, there's certain distinct creative actions. And for each one, you did a, if you did a distinct creative action, you should be chayiv, right? So when shouldn't you be chayiv? Only if you did the same creative action, right? Says the Ritva, okay, so why are you only chayiv one chatas if you do the same av multiple times? Because we see it as if you did the same thing, right? Now, if the actions are distinct from each other in a significant way, then you'll be chayiv separately. But if you do them together with a common denominator, on a technical level, from a, like a korban chatas perspective, right, we say, oh, well, you just did notea, right? Each one is only half a step removed from notea. So I can say, oh, it's like you did notea. When I get kapara for notea, I'm also getting kapara for these other ones because they're basically the same toales, right? But we seem to be saying that there are two separate like ideas. There's like the question of like the maisa malacha, and there's the question of the toales, and you could have, right, let's say two maisa, right, of zorea notea, or slightly different toaleses of zorea notea. And if you put them together, if you have Zorea, Notea, and Zomer, then you're going to be high of one, because they're all helping grow a plant. But if you do them separately, the Meisim are significantly distinct, that you're going to be high of two. Right? So what ends up happening is that you have like this balance between, at least in the Kornet Ritva, of like the Meisa and the Totsa, and like the, what you're accomplishing. And you sort of have to like juggle between them such that you could have weird case where on the one hand, we're going to define it based on the Maisa and we'll split them. We'll define it based on the Totsa and we'll unify them. And whether or not we're going to emphasize the Maisa or the Totsa depends basically on like whether or not you also did like a bridging malacha of Zomer or Zorea, right? Or Notea and then, oh, Zorea and Zomer are joint in the middle by Notea, and then we can view them all as one big, happy malach, right? Which is fascinating because he's basically saying we don't give preference. We don't say, oh, like, if they could be one malacha, they are one malacha, which is what we everyone else assumes, right? If it has some sort of definition of what the creative activity is, then that's one malacha. For the Ritva, right, we group things into malachos, but only because of the question of like chiv chatas. Okay? It's a little bit almost like it reminds us of the shita of Rav Asher Weiss, where he wanted to say like, oh, no. First you decide whether or not something is creative or it's constructive enough to be a malacha, then you need to figure which of malacha it falls under. Right? Someone's like, oh, well, it's, you know, Zomer should be a malacha and Zorea should be a malacha. So, you know, they're malachos. I'm like, oh, Notea, fine. Notea is like similar to both. So like we can make a circle around them, but only if you actually did all of them. Okay. So it's really counterintuitive, right? The more malachos you do in some cases will make you chayiv less because then you have like a common denominator to wrap around them. Okay. What do we see from all of that? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we just see is that on the one hand, we can emphasize the Maisa, we can emphasize the Totsa, we could emphasize that, we could say, oh, Avos are, you know, is what has the right Maisa, right? Like Rashi seems to be saying, and anything with the right Totsa is just going to be a Tolda. We have the idea of if it has the same Maisa, right, then it's a Av, and if it has a similar, if the Maisa is slightly different, then it'll be a Tolda. That was Rabbeinu Hananel's approach, right? And the third approach, which is if it's, you know, the same Totsa, then it's going to be an Av. And that was the Rambam's approach, right? That really what we care about is we really care about that question of the Maisa, the Totsa, most of all. Okay, so one second. Let's just make that a little chart for half a second. So let's say Avos and Toldos. emphasis of, right? Avos, oh, yeah. Maybe avos and todos, or we'll do avos are, right? Maisa and todos are totsa, right? That seems to be shitas. Rashi. I should be able to change this into a different color. Right, we had Rabbi Noah. Oops. I forgot if I. This doesn't have a nice. Okay, we have Rabbi Noah Hanano. We emphasize that if it's got the same Isa, right? Same Isa as the Mishkan. Is going to be an av if it's only if the mice is only similar, then it's a tolda. Right, but the emphasis again is on the maisim, but it's okay because he says you can have a tolda of a tolda. While for the Rambam, right, the emphasis is a sim totsa is an av. Right, we care what you're accomplishing, and if it's only a similar totsa but not the same. Then it'll be a tolda, right? If you're accomplishing something similar to what was in the Mishkan, then that, or no, sorry, if something similar to what the Ikar Malacha is, that'll be a Malacha, be an Av. If it's only similar, then it's going to be a tolda. I don't have one off the top of my head. Actually, I guess I should have. Prep that. Did he give us toldos when it came to Harisha? I don't think he did.
He lists all five, including Zomer, as the
av. Yes, exactly. That's what's here is that it's clear that Zomer clearly, in terms of an action, I'm sorry, I turn my video back on. Zomer clearly has, in terms of an action, is clearly distinct, right? The Gemara makes it clear that it's like, oh, you know, it's a chiddush that Zomer is included. But at the end of the day, like it's litzmuche. Right, it causes things to grow. So if it, something causes things to grow, someone says, "Okay, clearly that's all part of the av. The av is to make things grow." Right? He doesn't seem to be bothered by the fact that, right? It's the different ma'isa. It's distinct. Right? The ritva goes so far as to say that if you were to do zoreya and zomer, you'd be chayv two chatos because they're that distinct. That they're that different. Right? But for the Rambam, it's just the same av, same malacha, because it's all about making things grow. If it makes it grow, it makes it grow. Right, so I feel like that's a good, just like a very good metric where like the emphasis in general, obviously there are always just, you know, exceptions and malachos that are defined differently. But I think the Rambam's like guiding light is like, well, what does it accomplish? Yeah, Tehila.
Oh, I just want to clarify that the Lashon of the Rambam, as far as I'm aware, is phrased in terms of kavana. And I'm not sure if Kavana and Totsa are necessarily the same thing.
He doesn't. I mean, he says it's purpose. No, he says it's again.
He says
called Elu Av Echem Avos Malacha.
Struck by the fact that Rashi uses the copy doesn't words and Rambam.
Ovid is not so, I mean, Ovid is just a very vague term.
The reason I was wondering that is...
Your audio is dropping
out. Rambam does use the term mit kaven.
Right, you're right. He does use mit kaven. I think he's saying, meaning, right, that's the reason why you're doing it. That's its purpose. You're right. In other cases, you can be, you know, distinguish between mit kaven versus, say, Avid or right, like what its purpose is, but I think here what we're saying is mitkaven usually goes with that, right?
Right. I'm just wondering if that impacts what you can call a tolada, because like how would you have different levels of kavana or different kinds of kavana? Because let's say, for example, with the pruning, it's a different level of growth than planting a seed. But if you're doing both with the intention of the tree growing, according to Rambam, they're both considered part of the av. At least that's how I saw it. So then I'm not really sure what a tolada would look like.
Right. So let's say a tolda would be, trying to think what a tolda of Zoreah would be. It might be even just really hard to make up a tolda of Zoreah. I don't know if the Rambam, I guess we could check, but I don't think the Rambam even gives you any toldos of Zorea. I don't know if he thinks that any exist, right? And the reason why is might be because Zorea just very clearly, Shabbos Parchet, not what I wanted. Rambam Shabbos Parchet. Because if you're dealing with like something that it's about, oh, does it make things grow? Then if it makes things grow, then it's always going to be Zorea. And if it's not, then making things grow, then it's just basically never going to be Zorea, right? It wouldn't even be a tolda. Zorea kol shul chayev, hazomer asi ilan kidei shitzma hareza me'in Zorea, v'hamashket tzmachim v'ilanus, b'shabes hareza tolda Zorea v'chayev b'chol shul. Ah, oh, here we go. We got a tolda going. Zorea kol shul chayev. Okay, amazing. Okay, so we have a tolda. Okay, I think the difference here is that when it comes to the av, right, you're doing something to the plant to plant it, to grow it, as opposed to giving it water, or you're giving it, let's say, the nutrients that it needs to grow, right, which helps it grow, but at the end of the day, you're not making it grow. Something like along those lines. Right. So that's a tolda, maybe also because you're not really, right, you're not planting it, you're not doing anything to it directly, right? You're giving it water, which is right, an action that leads it to grow more, but it's not like you didn't plant it, you're not sticking it in the ground, you're not cutting something on it so that it can grow more. Also interesting though, and we can get back to this later, but shorachitim v'saorin b'mayim is a tolda. That's trickier, that we're going to get into. That's a little bit harder to define, because if you're talking about the shorachitim v'saorin, right, either like, You're not putting them in the ground, right? There's no ground there. On the other hand, they're going to start putting out roots. So, like, what does that mean? Anyway, we'll get into that more later. So that's a very good question, Tila.
Yeah, but for sure, Chitin, you might just want to get them to, no, you want to get them to open up, like, either for, like, so you can plant them later, or so that you can malt them and like make beer, right, or whatever.
Right. So, and between the two of those, could
actually going to grow. They're just taking this, right, first step in opening, but there's nothing new being like.
Okay, I hear that. So it's only like a preemptive. Hey, that's only preemptive. All right, I'm willing to make a cop of that. Okay. Yeah, Tila, follow up question.
Yeah, just to clarify, so I'm happy that we found the example of the tolada. The way you explained why it would be a tolada, at least the way I heard it, you kind of transitioned more into the Maisa camp. So, like, how would you explain why it's a tolada if you're thinking purely in terms of the tosa? Because at the end of the day, you're both, like, you're trying to make it grow.
Right. I think at some level you have to admit, that if there's a significant gap in terms of the action that you're doing from the Av, even if it's on the Maisa level, that somehow that impacts. So let's say the watering a plant as opposed to doing something to the plant, right? Anything that's lechavanas smicha, right? Anything that's intended to cause it to grow more, would, right, in theory, is part of the Av, right? However, I think the Rambam is sort of limiting smicha of the plant to cases where you're genuinely growing it, as opposed to, let's say, watering a plant, which in the long run, let's say, allows it to grow, but is not like the, you know, growing the plant directly. You're right that it's a little bit, it's very little unclear. The definition, right, the distinction between ovos and toldos in general is always a little bit hard to put a good line on. But I think what Ram was going for is that, like, your kavana to make something grow, to plant something, to grow a tree is the av. So watering it is basically, is very similar, right? But at the end of the day, right, you're not, what does watering a plant do? So on the one, in the long run, yeah, it's going to grow, but basically what it does is it stops it from dying, right? It now has water and it doesn't dry out. Now it's going to grow more, right? But it's like a sort of weird, in between, where it's, on the one hand, it makes it grow. On the other hand, it's not really an act of making it grow more as much as something that allows it to continue growing.
So that's what I was thinking, but I feel like according to that logic, you should make pruning also a toleda.
Right. Again, in a hanami, you could say the fact that you're doing it directly physically on it, but then again, why is being shoren not going to count? It's right. It's definitely, I'm totally moda. It's very, very hard to give a clear dividing line on like where things are going to fall. But I think he's saying like, look, Zomer, you're cutting part of the tree. So if you were to take some of the tree and put it in the ground, that would be, you know, that would be Zorea. So here you're taking the tree and you're, by cutting off the bad, you know, the bad parts, you're forcing the rest of it to grow better. So that's already an act of making it grow, as opposed to something watering, which is only like allowing it to continue, you know, in its growth. I think I'm mode that it's, I can't prove it one way or another. It's very difficult.
I appreciate the clarification.
Yeah, to give like a sharp
distinction. I kind of thought of it as growth versus new growth. Maybe kind of like in Ehuti versus Kamuti kind of thing, where watering will just make it, like, whatever's there grow more, whereas all the other things, you know, it starts a new shoot or a new branch that wasn't already there.
Yeah, I like that. And that's a good distinction. I hear that. So let's say, right, put that down as a qualitative growth versus, right, only quantitative growth.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little Fisher like pricey to put it into Ehud Kamut.
Yeah, but look, you know, once we're doing Maisa and Totsa, doesn't that force us into... Right, let's say this would include even Zomer. It happens to me in Hilchos Shabbos, the classic Hakiros happen to work very well. They just really keep coming up.
I heard a story that Rabik was in the Cheder Rabin when they were learning Shabbos, and they said, like Shabbos is so boring, you use Maaseh Totsa every time, right? He was like, no, I think I maybe only used it once.
Yeah, it's more of a kasha on Rabik.
I don't know if he was being serious.
Yeah. It could be he only used it once. He probably said, like, action versus result, you know, a few times, or like, he said, like, instead of Totsa, he used Kavana, he used Toeles. Yeah.
For Rabbeinu Chananel, what's the meaning of a tolda of a tolda?
So I think for Rabbeinu Chananel, it gets into the question of how important is the distinction between avos and toldos. Are avos and toldos fundamentally different or not? One approach says avos and toldos are radically different. Toldos are only the toeles without the maisa, and therefore, let's say you do a tolda as a malach shein tzricha legufa, you didn't do anything. Right? Tosos says this, and like has this like idea. I think or Big Vehigra says in Tosos, that basically if you do like a tolda as a malach hashin tzrich legufa, you haven't done any iser. Because what is a tolda? It's the toeles without the maisa. What's a malach hashin tzrich legufa? The maisa without the toeles. So if you do a tolda as a malach hashin tzrich legufa, you did not the maisa, not the toeles. So you're safe, right? That's one approach. That says, oh, toldos are actually, they're still chayiv, but at the end of the day, they're like actually fundamentally different. The other approach says that avos and toldos are totally exactly the same. It's more of an accounting issue of, you know, what was in the Mishkan, what's not. I think Rabbeinu Hananel's chiddush of a tolda is basically saying it's more of an accounting issue, and what's in the Mishnah is the av, and everything else is a tolda. You can have a tolda of a tolda as long as at the end of the day you're doing the malacha, you're still chayiv. So I think for Rabbeinu Hananel, it's a much, much, much less significant distinction. And that, again, gets us into one of these problems, with, especially in Hilchos Shabbos, you have like these two variables in the equation, right? Let's say, how significant is avos versus toldos, A, and then B, right, what defines avos and toldos? So we can talk about, oh, avos and toldos, and maisa and tatsan, and then C is, again, what defines this particular malacha, right? So it's really three variables. Right, because Zoreya is different than Choresh, right? Just like as we saw. Okay, so things do get very, you know, very, very sticky very quickly. Okay, fine. It's just one cool application of our sort of issue of like, right, of defining Zoreya, okay, is so far we've been emphasizing the idea of the, you know, of getting things to grow, right? That's like the key to Zoreya, right? And the question that I have is how much is the Maisa component involved? But then they putting the seeds in the ground so they grow is what's going on, right? There's a fascinating machlokas, however, in the Mishnah, in the Gesari, in the Gemara, where in Moed Katan, right? The Gemara Moed Katan that we're already familiar with. Hamenachesh v'hamashke mayim lizraim b'shabbos. Okay, let's say you poke like around the roots, you loosen up the roots of the trees, or you pour water on plants on Shabbos. Mishum mai masrinan bay. What do we give masra with? Rava Amar, mishum choresh. Okay, Rava says, mishum choresh. We tell him, you're being over on choresh. Rav Yosef Amar, mishum zoreah. You're being over on zoreah. You're planting. Okay, are you plowing or planting? Okay, why? I'm a rabba, kavasi didi mistabra, I'm correct. Ma darko shel choresh lirpuye ara, right? The point of charisha is to soften the ground. Hainami marpuye ara, right? When you wet the ground, you make it softer. I'm a rav Yosef, kavasi didi mistabra, I'm right. Ma darko shel zoreya, it's smuche peira, right? The point of zoreya is to make peiros grow, right? And here, when you put water on it, hachanami nitzmach peira. Okay, so an interesting question here is basically, you have this action. On the one hand, it's both. What's the point of softening the ground by choresh? Why do you want to soften the ground? It's relatively, you know. I mean, you know, not such a hard question. Why would you want to? Why would you soften the ground for charisha? Like the hint.
In order to plant?
Right, in order to plant, right? Let's make a pair so that you can plant and grow plants, right? You soften the ground because plants grow better in soft ground. They're able to spread roots, right? And so on the one hand, right, it's like a little bit, okay, they're both like, let's make a pair. So clearly, right, there's, even though they're both sort of let's make a pair, right, you're pouring water, is l'smuchei peira, but on the other hand, right? Do you say, oh, you're pouring the water is l'rpuye ara? You don't water plants so that the ground will be soft, right? You water them so that they can have water, right? So what are we basically are you saying here? What's this machlokas? Zoreya and choresh. Oh, okay. So we're getting there, very good. But before we get there, right, what are we saying about Zoreya versus Choresh? right? They're both agricultural. They're both, right? Either one is about preparing the ground for planting, right? So you make the ground soft so things will grow. And the other is that you put things in the ground so they will grow. So that they will grow, right, is there in both of them. So now you're doing an action, right, that is not one or the other, right? And its purpose is so that things will grow, right? So is it choresh? Because you're preparing, wetting the ground so that the ground can cause the plants to grow. Do we care about, let's say, you're acting upon the ground, not upon the plant? Or do I care about the fact that the point is for the plant to grow? Right? It's not just a preparatory step. It's actually meant to make the plant grow. Okay? So there, already, I'm asking about a slightly different question, because it's obvious that this is a malacha. It's obvious that its purpose is one of these, is sort of connected to Harisha and Zuria. But now my question is, it's got to be, right? It isn't exactly either of them. So which one is it? Right? So I think this also gets back to Tila's point, which is, right, there are these things which, like, it's got to be a malacha. It's sort of connected to it. But on the other hand, like, I don't know, like, watering the plants, it should be Zorek because it makes the plants grow. On the other hand, maybe it's Harisha because it's about, right, it's something that you do to the ground to make the plants grow. Right? You're not really operating upon the plants. You're operating upon the ground. Zomer, you operate upon the plant. Watering is something you do to the ground so that it, the ground, is more amenable to the plants growing, right? Everyone with me? Can we get that? Am I lagging?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, good. I feel like my internet just lagged a little bit. Okay, fantastic, right? So now we have this thing, right? It's clearly a malacha, but in terms of, on the one hand, I'm operating upon the ground. I'm not operating upon the plant, unlike Zomer, right? Bring us back to Tila's question. On the other hand, right, its purpose, its end goal is clearly to make it grow. But on the other hand, Harisha is also at the end about making things grow, right? So the Amoraim have a machlokas, right? Rabbah says it's clearly Harisha because it makes the ground soft. You're operating upon the ground to enable planting, right? As opposed to Rav Yosef says, no, what's the whole point? The whole point is to make it grow. So obviously it's going to be Hachanami, Mitzmach Peira. Right? By the way, the Rambam splits between the two of them. The Rambam says that Minachesh, right, softening the ground around the roots is part of Harisha, and Zmashke is part of Zoreya. It's just a cool tidbit. Okay, so what's the machlokas? So Tosos gives like a very straightforward answer. It's Gishmak, right? Tosos just like, if Rav Bik ever tells you like, oh, you can't use, you know, like Maisa and Totsa in Hilchos Shabbos, then you should know that, you know, Tosos disagrees with him, right? Kamar puye ara the basar ikar hamalacha azlinan v'dom lechoresh. We care about what physical action you're doing. Rav Yosef afal gavdi ikar malacha dom lechoresh. Right, the physical action, the malacha that you're doing, is similar to harisha. You're acting upon the ground and softening it and wetting it. Right, machsheves hanefesh lavler puye ara. Right, your purpose isn't to soften the ground. Your purpose is to make it grow. Ubehachi pligi de rabasavar basar hamaisa midaminana. Right, when we have to decide what this action is, we'll decide based on the maisa. Right. V'lo achar hamachshava. V'Rav Yosef savar basar hamachshava azlinan dahavya ikar. V'lo azlinan basar hadimyon. Okay? So just straight up, the Amoraim have a machlokas. You have this thing. It's sort of connected to these two malachos. Which is it part of? Is it going to be a tolda of Zoreya? Because it's about the end goal, right? The machsheves hanefesh is to make it grow. Rav Yosef says, right? We go basar hamachsheves hanefesh, right? The law is lean and basar hadimyon, and Rabba says no, right? We go based on the action. Okay? So the question of which is the ikar, which one determines, even though both of them are factors, which one is the really defining feature of malacha. Yeah, all right. All right, I think you're still muted. I'm going
to
unmute you.
Sorry. It's strange for me because it would be weird if Rav Yosef saw someone doing Harisha Mamesh and would say, the end result of that is going to be Litzmuche Puria, whatever, and therefore he's really doing Zareah, he's not doing Chorish. So there's got to be a limit to Tosfot's understanding that the Ikar for Rav Yosef is just going to be Machshava and not about the action itself. Wait. Harisha should take precedent. The action of Harisha in that instance would take precedent.
Yeah, in a Hanami. Right? But again, Harisha has a certain distinction. But Harisha also has a distinction in terms of the purpose, right? The end of result in the long run, right, is that you want the plants to grow, right? But when you do Harisha, you're not making things grow, especially if you're not in Eretz Yisrael where they plowed after they already planted, right? It's a preparatory stage. Well, your plan, right? Your end goal, right? If we were in remember the action cycle? And remember the Don Norman action cycle, right? Design of everyday things, right? So if in the action cycle, right? Getting things to grow is all the way on top in the goals department, right? In the goals department, right? But your action plan, right? Your decision-making process of here's what I need to do in order to make that happen is I'm going to make the ground soft so that I can plant, right? The end goal of plowing, right? The end goal in the long term is for things to grow, right? But if someone were to pay you, let's say, to plow, you don't care about whether or not it grows, right? You just need to prepare the grounds for planting. It's a stage in agriculture. Right. So what you could say, and I think what we are saying, is that the malacha of Harisha is about preparing it for planting, right? Preparing the ground. Separately, there's the question of, you plant and then it happens, right? Watering plants is weird because it's in between. On the one hand, you're sort of preparing the ground. On the other hand, you're sort of, right, you're watering the plants, right? You don't say like, honey, can you please like prepare the ground to be moist so that the plants in it will grow. You don't say, please water the ground. You say, please water the plants, right? So, like, which one is kovea? Yeah, all right.
I just wanted to, like, add on to your answer that the goal isn't even to grow wheat. The goal is to make bread eventually. So you can say, like, you can always have a further end goal. You could say that like the goal of winnowing, the goal of threshing, whatever, all those have a final end goal. But really the goal, like the totsah is still contained within this action. You can always go one step further. So you can't, it wouldn't make sense to do that.
Exactly. Right. So, and again, the question is sort of like, oh, right. Shouldn't like, maybe if, let's say some of these were not avos malacha in and of themselves, would we maybe make them toldos of other ones? Right. It's a really good question. It's like really hard to say like, oh, well, like it's right. Exactly. As Ari's saying, like, if you're going to make bread at the end, so you're going to make bread at the end. Right. But you're going to say like, oh, Harish is also because it's like, it's a tolda of making bread. Right. I don't know. Right. The truth is like, maybe you could really argue that. So clearly there's something about the action and there's something about the process that we say like, oh, like you're doing, this is the process. This is the action that you're doing in terms of like, this is what, this is the process that you're involved in. Even if the end goal is something else. And sometimes not, we'll just say like, oh yeah, this is an action as part of the end goal of, of X. And like, that's also going to be Asher. But it's hard to know when we're dealing with like, oh, that's like an end goal. And when is like that the goal or the purpose of what you're doing. And that's, what's Mechayev. So it's a very good question. I think the answer is like, there's just gotta be a line somewhere. And at some point it's like, it's an end goal. It's like the greater purpose, but it's not the purpose. Okay. So I just want to make a little chart for that, just, because it's always fun to have a chart. There we go. How do we want to put this in? We're just going to clear this. Okay, right. Tashka, right. Growing, let's say should we call it growing? Or watering, right? Watering plants. Or toldos, so just to undo that. Let's just do toldos. Or, right, just do, watering plants. Right, so Rabba says, you go, Holech Baser Maisa. Right, and Rav Yosef says, go, Baser Machshava / right, Toalas. Right, we care about, at the end of the day, what's gonna happen. Okay. So far, so good. Okay. So again, this Maisa and Tota is really, really critical. But then again, we saw that, right, you can say, oh, really, our emphasis is on gradations within the Maisa, right? Or I could say the emphasis is on gradations within the Tota, right? That's what the Rambam was going for. Okay. And we can see, like, when we have something that sort of matches up with both, right, and let's say it's sort of like an even scale, which tips the balance? According to Rav Yosef, what tips the balance is the Machshava, and according to Rabba, it's the Maisa, which really determines and defines the Malachos, and it just works out nicely, right? The Rambam seems to be on the side of, like, the Machshava really matters, and Tosos comes out on the side of the Maisa really matters more. And he adds this Menuchah Nano. Fine. Now, when it comes to Zorea, okay, really, what is our defining feature? What do I really, really care about most? Okay, and again, this is funny because we just went through this whole idea of Maisa versus Tosa, right? And yet, I'm about to basically come and say that, you know, maybe we really just care about the Maisa, even if we think that we really care about the Tosa at the end of the day, okay? And this is one of these funny things in Malachos is that there's a question of, like, what defines the malacha, and then there's the question of when are you chayiv, right? Meaning, I'm doing an action, action X. Is action X a malacha, right? Is that defined based on the maisa or based on the tatsa? Question one. Question two is, when are we machayiv you for this malacha? Even if I say that it's defined by the tatsa, I could say that you're chayiv based on the maisa, right? The human action which triggers things is the Maisa, right? Even if what's the reason why it's Chayiv is because of the Totsa, or the opposite. I could say the reason why you're Chayiv is because of the Maisa, but what triggers the Chayiv is the Totsa, okay? So you can have a crisscross there. Everyone basically more or less got that? Right? There's a question of defining the action versus being actually Mechayiv. Okay. Why am I saying this? Because we have a ginormous problem. How long does it, if you take a seed and you put it in the ground on Shabbos, what happens on Shabbos?
Nothing.
Exactly, right? Generally speaking, nothing, right? It takes time for seeds to root, right? I think the Gemara assumes that it's a machlokas in the Gemara, exactly how long, but basically, you know, it's going to start rooting in like 3 days. And it's true, like, you know, you do an experiment in your, you know, in your backyard. It takes a while. It takes more than, you know, a few hours for things to root. If I were to send Shabbos morning to put some seeds on the ground, they're not going to root by the end of Shabbos, right? So if I talk about, oh, you know, Zorea is putting seeds in the ground so it'll sprout and grow, is that gonna, like, why is that a malacha if it's not going to sprout and grow, right? Nothing happened. Let's say I picked them up again, right? I mean, it's a geshmak question. Let's say I had a seed, I put it in the ground, and then I pick it up again 5 minutes later or 10 seconds later, right? You have that picture of the guy with the bag of seeds, and he's like, he just plowed and he's like sprinkling it out, and all the birds come, and like, there's this, you know, you can just see it. All the birds of the whole neighborhood descend on this field, and they just like go crazy, right? I think they say that in like the olden days before the drill plow, I forgot what it is. What do I, in Age of Empires 2, right? If anyone's old enough to like remember Age of Empires, the video game, right? It's a real-time strategy game. Okay. So they were very, it's very, the game is like very into history. So like, you know, like you upgrade your, you know, your villager's ability to plant, let's say. You learn new technologies. You invest in new technologies in the process. And one of the things is the drill is like a, you know, like changing the way that they do agriculture. Because otherwise, like you plant X amount and only a third of it grows, right? Because like a third of it just doesn't grow and a third of it gets eaten by the birds as you're planting it. Okay? So let's say all the birds come and they just descend on you, like you're throwing out the seeds and they're like, oh, look, it's the bird man, you know, toppings a bag and they just eat up all the birds and all the seeds and there are no more seeds left. So they all landed on the ground, right, in your freshly plowed field, and now just it's all gone, right? Or let's, I don't know, the grasshoppers come, if you want to be more, you know, more in the spirit of the season, right? What's the din? On the one hand, you did the act, you planted, sort of, right? But nothing happened, right? So I think that's like a huge, just a really good question, right? And I think what it's going to depend on, right? So on the one hand, we have a problem, right? Here's my first question. Okay, let's just do this and see that. I plant and it's on the ground, it's in the ground, okay, and it doesn't root until Tuesday. Am I chayv? Yes, no, me.
Start of the process.
Okay, good, right? Just like, well, you started the process. Ah, what's clever about that is, what are you saying? You were sneaky, which is good sneaky. I think you're a good sneaky.
Without, if you didn't plant, would have planted. If you planted the next day, would have planted Wednesday. So you clearly have done something to make sure that the roots sprouted on Tuesday. It matters that, okay, you're on Shabbat because the roots.
So you skip straight to the middle option. That's very good of you, right? What Ari is claiming is like this. Normally, I would say like you have the Maisa, you have the Totsa, right? If I'm from the Chayiv view based on the Totsa, no Totsa happened, right? So clearly, what I'm saying is I did the action of putting in the seed. I did the sowing. Let's say right when you sow, it's like that action of like flicking the seeds all over the place. You did the sowing. Maybe you're Chayiv for sowing, even if there was no growing or planting involved, right? So what Ari is saying, right? So if I need growing, that's the totsa, that hasn't happened. If I need sowing, then I sowed. I did that action. I did the maisa. What Ari is pointing out is that maybe, right, I'm chayiv because I did the process of planting, right? Planting isn't something that happens instantaneously. It's a process. So it starts with sowing, it ends with it growing, but in the meantime, right, it's something's happening because, right, clearly it's growing. It grows on Tuesday, and I planted it now. So this whole process is going on in the interim, right? In which case, I'm involved in something the entire time. Okay. Now, my initials, right? What's the nafgamina between these? Right. Initially, I would assume like this, right? At first glance, the fact that I'm chayiv at all for Zoreah means that I must be chayiv on the Maisa. What Arya is saying is not necessarily, because maybe I'm not chayiv on the Maisa, but on the process. Right? What's the nafgamina?
The birds.
Exactly. Very good. Elaborate.
Well, if you plant them and immediately a bird comes, then you're not. You haven't started any process. You haven't expedited.
Right, the process never happened. The totsa never happened, right? So you're not guilty, right? If it's a din of the maisa, then you did the maisa, right? Yeah, Tali, are you raising hand? I'm not sure.
Are you raising hand? Can I ask something? Tali? So, but yeah, sure. Even if we say that they're only sprouting on the third day or whatever, between the moment that you threw them and until they sprout, isn't something actually going on, even if it's not technically visible to the naked eye?
Right. Okay. So here, that's another good question, which is, let's say I were to plant something, but not in the ground, right? Or let's say it doesn't root. right? What am I chaya for? Am I chaya for the fact that it's taking root, planting it in the ground, right? In which case, until it has roots, is it really in, like, rooted in the ground? Is it really growing in the ground? Or maybe the very fact that, like, now, right, this process is going on, right? It's, I don't know, germinating, whatever the technical term is that sufficient, right? Let's say I were to put it in a cup of water, right? And it would start rooting. Am I chaya for that? Exactly. That's another good question, right? Maybe you say no, right? There is a totsa that I'm chaya for already. Okay, so that question actually we're going to get to in next year. Let's say I get growth without it being in the ground, right? I'm assuming so far, and we'll see, it's a machalokas, that if a planting needs to be planted in the ground. And if you don't plant something in the ground, then you're not chayiv, even if it creates growth, right? And that's a very good point, right? You could say, look, maybe you're chayiv already because there's a totza now of growth, right? It's growing. It doesn't have roots yet, but it already grew a little bit because it's in the ground. Definitely. We're going to get to that next year, so I'm going to sort of not get into it too much. But 100%, right? Maybe, right, instead of focusing on the planting it in the ground, maybe the point is that, right, is about creating growth, right? So again, I would say there's like three, or I'd say maybe even four, right? Let's stick with three. Right, the first three like fat options. On the one case, right before we got into this, is it a din of the ma'isa and totza? If it's a din of the ma'isa, we say okay, you're chayav because you did the ma'isa of zareya, even if right it only happens later. If it's a din of totza, we should say you're pata. Right, that was our first sort of stage. Right, is zareya a din of the ma'isa or the totza? Then we got to the next question. It was like, what is zareya? Right, is zareya planting? Right, in which case, okay. What exactly does that mean? Is it sowing, in which case it's like mice of like throwing the seeds? Is it, right? Is it the fact that it's growing, or is it that you planted it in the ground? And then how important is the ground as part of that whole picture? And then finally is the question of, right, when are you chayiv? In general, by Hilchos Shabbos, right? In Shabbos, are you chayiv only on the maisa? Are you chayiv only on the totza? Are there sometimes things that the malacha has been done? You did the malacha, right? But even though you did the malacha, there's still some sort of tenai, there's still some sort of requirement that that the malacha that you did result in something meaningful, right? If we think, oh, malachas machshavas asra Torah, so maybe one of the factors in how things work is whether or not something significant happened, right? Did you accomplish anything? Let's say you try to do a malacha, but just nothing important happens, right? So let's quickly look at just a couple of shittos. So the Gemara in Menachos says that if you put kernels into a, right, if you plant and they haven't yet taken root, they're kiman d'shadi b'kadi adami, okay? And this is really why initially we're assuming against Tiferet's question. If you have kernels on the ground and they haven't rooted, it's as if they're sitting in a jug in your backyard, right? We're going to see that's not so pasha. But for now, let's assume that, right? So the Rashash points out, he says, wait a second. Hine im lakat hazera kotem shenishrash nire de pater lemafreya. It would seem that your pater, if the birds were to pick up all the seeds after you planted. Why? Kivan delonis kaima machshavto, right? Since what you tried to do didn't happen, right? So if I were to plant and nothing were to happen, because it, right, the birds ate them, so I'd be pater, right? Now what's interesting though is I would have thought that, okay, right, I'm talking about the reason why is because at the end of the day, right, you're really chayav for the fact that it's growing, but what? Or that it's a process, right? And the process never completed. But I think what's interesting, right? That's what I think is the pasher approach, right? But what I think actually the Rashash is going for is something a little different. I think what he's saying is the malacha, is the din of the maisa, right? The iser is, but the, and the iser is the iser of planting, but a tenai, part of planting, right, is that it's going to grow. And if it never grows, then lima freya, right, he emphasizes lima freya, meaning really you did the whole chiyuv. The iser is the maisa of zorea. Sowing is the iser, but if lo nechskaima machshavto, right, you didn't accomplish anything, then you'd be putter, but only lima freya. You'd be retroactively putter because your action was irrelevant, right? So you did the maisa malacha, but retroactively it was irrelevant. Right? I think that's actually very mechudash because I would have assumed, like more along the lines of what Arya was saying, or what Tiferet was saying, which is that either you already really, you cause growth. I could say, oh, it's about growth. Or I could say, oh, it's about planting as a process. I think what the Rashash is actually going for is he's asking this question, but he's going for the fact that lo nizkaima machshavto, that even though it's a din in the Maisa, right, as a Hilchol Shabbos thing, as a din in Hilchol Shabbos, if you don't accomplish anything, then there's no malach. Okay? Just on the sort of opposite end, Toso says that if they were Nishrash, if you put them in the ground, right, and they weren't going to root, and they didn't root, right, you have no kavana to leave them there long enough to root, then that's not Zorea. Okay? Now, I think what we're going, that is clearly what Arya was going for, right? There's a process that you're doing by planting. But if you were to put a root vegetable in the ground, because the ground happens to be a very nice wet place, right, that root vegetables stay nicely in, right, if you were to put them in the ground and they wouldn't have rooted, then it's totally fine. Because the malacha is the process of planting. So if you put it in the, it's not about putting something in the ground, right? It's as long as you put, if you put something in the ground and it's never nishrash, and you don't intend to leave it there long enough to be nishrash, so you didn't start the process of planting, right? And then really totally on the other end of the spectrum, the Minchas Chinuch says that malachas ezria im zora b'makom sheroi letzmach, right? I don't care what happens. The iser is the maisa, right? You throw it down literally with the intent to pick it up the next second, and you have a flamethrower on your back, and you like flamethrower all of the seeds just to be sure that none of them grow. The action of the malacha is to sow seeds in a place where they could grow, regardless of what you do afterwards, regardless if they grow at all, right? So basically what we have is exactly this this question, this spectrum, right? On the one hand, maybe the malacha is totally in the maisa, and you're just chayiv the minute you do the maisa malacha, right? Actually, this should be a chart. This should definitely be a chart. Sorry about the light. Okay, yeah, right. So, what about Klita Bakarka? Oops. Right, does it actually, let's say it never roots. So on the one hand, we could say, right, it's a din in the Maisa. Right, that's the Minchas Chinuch. You're chayiv for the Maisa, regardless of the Totsa. Okay? That's one extreme. Right? And the Isser is sowing, right? So that action of taking that bag of and, you know, tossing out those seeds is the malacha regardless of what happens afterwards, okay? On the other hand, right, you could say it's a process. Actually, I should probably do the Rashash first. Okay? The Rashash says it's a din in the Maisa, right? But there's a tenai, right? Right? But it needs to have a totsa. It needs to have some sort of effect in order for it to be a malacha, right? Right? Tanai chiyuv of it growing. Sheyase machshavto. That's the Rashash. Honestly, I should really make that part of this Maisa perspective. Actually, 1 second, let's erase that as well. Do Maisa. And then we'll do this one and this one. Okay, so it's a din in the Maisa. On the other hand, right, it's about sewing. The other hand, the other extreme is that it's about growing. We're going to get to that really tomorrow. All right, that's the din in the Maisa. Then I could say it's a din in the, it's a process, right? Which was Tosfos' perspective, right? This is Tosfos. Tosfos says it's about the process. You put it in the ground so that it can grow. If you were to put it in the ground so that it doesn't grow, right? Not so that it can grow, then that wouldn't be the malacha, right? But planting is a process. Right, we'll just call it planting, just because that kind of fits, at least in my head. While the final option is to say that, right, it's growing is already the malacha, even if it doesn't happen right away, right? It started happening, right? As Teferet was arguing, and we're gonna make that. I need more space. Okay, and that is gonna be right growing. Right, it is a din in the totsa. Right, but. All right, we're going to see who that is soon enough. But that argument basically says, oh, it's about the fact that it grew, right? Now, it starts growing right away, so there's already growth. You're right that it hasn't rooted, but at the end of the day, that's not enough to potter you. And who says, basically, that the totsa needs to happen on Shabbos, right? The Rashash Bipashta sounded like he was saying something like this. It just happens to be that he then ends in that it's Lemafreya. But the idea is, it needs to have the totza, right? You did this action now. The action is happening, going to happen, going to affect later, right? It's going to actually come to fruition later, right? You could be chayiv on that totza, right? Because you did the ma'isa now. You did the ma'isa, right? But the totza only happened later, but you're still chayiv because of the totza, right? Okay, we're going to stop here because it's gone on for, she's been quite long.